Let's read the word of God, Matthew 22. Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Mark adds strength as well. This is the first and great command, and the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. What does it mean to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? You love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength by obeying God and walking in His ways. Knowing that God hates the ways of the fallen world, so much so He threw Adam and Eve out after one sin, so much so He sent Christ to make a way, a narrow way for us. And you begin to love what God loves and hate what God hates. And what does God hate? He hates unrighteousness and sin. He hates the world that ignores the truth of God, the world that tramples the blood of Jesus, the world that refuses to love the Son, who honored the Father and did His will perfectly. See, if you don't honor the Son who did the will of the Father perfectly, you can't love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because the Son is the Father. The Father is the Son. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so you can't even honor Him without obeying Christ and walking in His doctrines. Jesus said, my doctrines are not, they're of the Father. The Pharisees couldn't expose any of His false doctrine because He just preached the truth. And so to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is to obey the word of God and come out of the world. And when you don't do this, you are an idolater. And as my sign says, you must forsake the world and church. You must repent or you're going to burn and lose your soul. Jesus warned more about hell and described hell more than He described heaven. It's a real place that all of you are going to end up lest you repent and turn away from the world and the culture. So ponder that, neighbor. What path are you on? What trajectory are you living for? Flesh means death. Spirit means righteousness. The world is flesh. God's word is spirit and righteousness. Which one are you living for? If you're here, you're living for the flesh. But righteousness calls and beckons us. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Goodness, truth, righteousness. Ephesians 5:9. If you're born of God, you exhibit His traits and His character and His nature. Guess what? If you're of the world, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, bad company corrupts. If you're of the world, you're like the world. If you're of Christ, you're like Christ. Church services don't change that. Your pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, don't change that. Your easy believe gospel doesn't change that. Unless you're born of Christ by His Spirit, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Don't be deceived by pastors and priests that are lying to you, itchy-eared gospels. Don't believe the culture that tells you God is a lie, the Word is a lie, Jesus is not true. Test for yourself, look at the evidence, and see what God has done. Our glorious Savior made a way. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Make sure you're seeking the kingdom before you stand before Him. fire and judgment is part of God, as well as love and mercy and grace. How do you get the love and the mercy and the grace? In Christ Jesus. Be in Christ Jesus. Like Noah was in the ark. You must be in him by the shed blood, by the resurrection, by repentance of leaving every false way, by being born again by the Spirit of God, walking in holiness and obedience as fruit, you know him, and enduring in a saving faith. That's the path to eternal life, neighbor.
I think we're going to go down.